720 WGN High atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. And when it comes to sports and St. Louis and food and great spirits, there is one place to be, and that is, and if you ask the people on the street, it is the Wheelhouse. As you have baseball wrapping up, you got hockey starting, racing is in town with the NHRA, and the guy with his hand on the pulse of all of it is the one and only Stephen Savage. Stephen, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So this is it, right? You know, when people are going to be coming into town, they're thinking, where are they going to go? And you have created this oasis of awesomeness, right? Nonstop action happening at the Wheelhouse.
Yeah, so Wheelhouse is the center of it all along Spruce Street. And we've got our sister venue, Start Bar, next door. It's like an arcade bar. And then down the street, we've got the Midwestern, which is more of our traditional sports bar, neighborhood bar, smoked meats, but high-end cocktails and biggest selection of bourbon and whiskey in St. Louis.
You guys started out, when you started the brands, you started out as fans of that type of a venue, of bars, of the spirits industry and all that. And so you come at it from that. And let's make a great place that we would want to be at for the customers. When it comes to being sort of, you know, one of these home bases on the sports side for these iconic teams, is there a different crowd, or are they all, are sports fans all, at least when they come to the Wheelhouse, created equal? What's it like?
I mean, it's just a great atmosphere. It's just nonstop action downtown where we're at. From the time we open the business this Friday to the time we close on Sunday, it's nonstop, either customers or staff working, prepping, and it's a lot of fun. We get to capitalize on the Cardinals, which just clinched the NL last night. They're going to be going for, you know, we hope, a long time, and then the Blues season's right around the corner. And we're positioned between the two stadiums, so we love where we're at, and it just brings people nonstop for us.
You know, one of the things that we cover, the restaurant industry internationally in a bunch of different ways, whether it's those great locations or the chefs or the personalities involved with it. And because of the pandemic, staffing has been an issue for the employee side of things. And you mentioned it, you know, not only the nonstop action, but also making it a fun environment for the staff. When we were down there for the NASCAR weekend, that is one thing that you see, right, is that not only do you have people in place and they're doing a great job serving the drinks, you know, and the food, but they're having a great time too.
Yeah, we're really only open when there's events going on downtown, and you know, the staff comes in, they do a great job and execute when we're very busy, and then they get to enjoy their free time off when there's nothing going on downtown. So we've kind of come out of the pandemic with a different technique of how we staff and operate, and you know, we're there for the big events, whether it's at the racetrack or concerts at Enterprise Busch Stadium or all the sporting events. We're always open, and then our brunch is busy. Brunch is going nonstop every weekend, Saturday, Sunday, at all three venues. Bottomless mimosas you can get at all three, and you can transfer them over. So if you start at Wheelhouse, you can go over with your bottomless mimosas to Midwestern and have a lot of fun. Oh yeah!
Wow, that's awesome. That's very innovative, Stephen. I had not heard that. Let the listeners know we're talking with the one and only Stephen Savage over there at the Wheelhouse and the sister properties as well. And when events come into town like racing, some of the biggest ones, whether it's the NASCAR Cup Series weekend or the NHRA, the absolute fastest sport on earth, this is the place to go. And so you're going to have Flying Ryan there, and he rides the Pro Stock motorcycle and goes over 220 miles an hour. And not only is he going to be there, coming up on Thursday with you, your staff, and the fans. You got some tickets to give away. We'll talk about that in a second. But he's bringing the bike.
That's correct. Yeah, we'll have them down, and we'll be featuring El Bandito and throwing out some shots to everybody and passing stuff around, some swag.
So think about this, Steve. Is there any desire to, you know, obviously safety first, and I'm sure you have to check your waiver forms and insurance policy, but any chance you're going to take the thing around the block?
You know, I think I'm going to pass on that. As I'm getting older, I really value, but I'll leave it to the professionals and let them handle it. Have a good time with it.
It'll be great food, great beverages, of course, some signature cocktails and photo ops too for all those fans. And I know that sometimes Ryan will let the people get on, get their picture taken with that motorcycle. And it is, as fast as it is even more beautiful. I don't know if you've seen pictures of it, but you're going to see it in person coming up Thursday at the Wheelhouse. So before we let you go, Stephen, give information where people can get either on the website or social media and see what's happening at the Wheelhouse and the sister properties.
Yeah, we're at wheelhousestl.com. That's also our Instagram handle. Same with Midwestern STL, StartBarSTL.com, or at, and you'll be able to find us.
The Wheelhouse, Stephen Savage down there. It is the place to be as you go to some of those great sporting events, and St. Louis seems to always be in the middle of all of it, and of course coming up this weekend too. So Stephen, we'll let you go. Thanks for everything you're doing. We'll see you on Thursday, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.